Abbess Lysian knew the song well, and she sang it prettily. Watching her Abbey babes dance always gave her enormous pleasure. However, she also found it puzzling. The little ones were normally stumbling, bumbling toddlers, but the instant they heard music, they were completely transformed. Away they went in perfect rhythm, clapping, jigging, bowing, twirling, and performing some artful high kicks and fancy paw work. Some of them could actually somersault and cartwheel. The applause from the Red Wall audience was almost drowned out by the two big birds as they reared up, beating their outspread wings furiously. Brantallis honked, whilst Pandion threw back his head and shrieked to the skies. Encouraged by the ovation, the Dibbons threw themselves into the dance again as an encore. Tyria began wondering if she would ever get the chance to interview the two birds. After a while, Sister Doral put the fiddle away and went to get her tea. Tyria was about to speak with Brantallis when her father and Brink came and joined them. Banjon sat on the lawn, enjoying some warm scones, damson preserve and hot mint tea.
Ahoy, Tyria Miguel! Me and Brink been out trailing the woodlands for your water rats. We lost their trail in the nor'east woodlands by the marshes bordering the water meadows. I don't think you'll be seeing them again, ain't that right, Brink?
The sturdy Zellerhog seated himself laboriously, trying to balance a trencher that was piled high with salad, pasties, soup, bread and cheese. He winked at the otter maid.
Aye, beauty, those vermin are either sunk without trace, or they made it o'er the water meadows and headed up north out of Mossflower. You all right now, missy?
That was a funny little turn you took back in the ditch earlier.
Tyria decided to let them in on a dream experience.
I wasn't ill at all. It was that I'd suddenly recalled a dream I had last night. If you've a moment to spare, I'll tell you all about it.
Skipper Banjon sat on the lawn that afternoon, taking tea as the shadows began lengthening. He listened avidly to his daughter's narration of her vision and the subsequent events. When Tyria had finished, he stared oddly at her.
Rip me rudder, girl. I always knowed you was fated for something other than Abbey life. Ever since we lost your dear Mar, fate's rest her memory. You was naught but a little furball then, but I sensed it in you. Aye, the more you've growed, the more certain of it I am. Tyria, you're different from the others. A true wild lark, that's what you are.
Brink peered over the rim of his soup bowl.
Great seasons. If you've been visited by Martin the Warrior, well, that's the proof. Just say the word, darling, and your dad and me'll help you any way we can.
The otter maid clasped their paws gratefully.
Oh, thank you both, especially you, Skip. I was worried as to how you'd take the news of me having to leave Redwall and seek out Green Isle. Brantallis the Goose knows the way, and our fishhawk was reared there. He should be able to tell us more about the place. I was just about to start questioning them, but now look.
Both birds had joined the Dibbons circle. Our Sister Doral had been persuaded to take up her fiddle again. She played a simple reel, whilst the Abbey babes gave the osprey and the barnacle goose their first dancing lesson. Squiddle babe Taggle and mole babe Group were bossing them about severely.
No, no, you're kicking your paws up like this, Mr. Panjan.
Now, don't be supper flapping your great wingers about, sir. You're nearly knocked out snite over supper time.
The two birds seemed slightly relieved when Banjan and Brink came to their rescue.
Avast there, mates! Come and talk to the maid what saved your lives. We'll teach you to dance proper tomorrow. Steer clear of these little rogues.
There was no beast around the gatehouse wall steps, so they took their food and adjourned there.